Black Eyed Peas and stuff like that.
What do you call the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
I really have no idea.
Well, do you ever hit it called sweet corn or roast meal?
Sweet corn? But I just always thought that was a, just a hybrid thing.
Mm-hmm. What about corn on the cob?
Yeah, that just seemed like it was restating what you said.
What?
Yeah, corn on the cob. Mm-hmm. You asked me if I ever heard anything that you could eat off the cob.
Did you ever hear the term mutton corn?
No.
And the outside of the ear of corn?
The husk.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Straw for the stuff that's right in inside.
What about the thing that grows in the top of the corn stalk? You know what I mean?
You mean that little, the extension of the...
Mm-hmm.
No, uh-huh.
What about what hangs from a graduation cap?
Tassel.
Did you ever hear that about corn?
Yeah, I think I may have.
What's a yellow crooked next vegetable?
Squash.
Do y'all eat the, what do you call the yellow one? It's the crooked neck.
Squash. Squash.
No special name for that variety.
Yeah. Yellow squash. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We grew it once.
What different kinds of squash are
there? I don't know, the yellow.
Yeah. What about the white flat kind?
I don't think I've ever seen that.
And something people make on pie out of Thanksgiving.
Pumpkin.
Okay. And what different kinds of melons are there?
Honeydew melon, watermelon, cantaloupe, which I think is a type of melon. I'm not sure.
Do you ever hear muskmelon or mushmelon? What different kinds of watermelons are there?
I think honeydew is a type of watermelon. I'm not sure. Maybe not. No, is honeydew the yellow one? I don't know.
The white, I think.
I don't know of any distinctions in watermelons.
What's the little umbrella shaped thing that grows up in the woods?
Mushroom.
Hmm?
Mushroom.
Any other name?
Shroon.
Hmm?
Shroon. Shroon.
What?
That's mainly for psilocybin mushrooms. If you go pick shrooms, you're going shrooning.
Does psilocybin mushrooms go around too?
Yeah, a lot.
How can you recognize them?
By the purple, when you break it.
Isn't that kind of dangerous though, when it seems like it's...
Not really. Grows in cow shit, really. Which is probably the most glorious thing about it. No, it's the only one that if you break will turn purple.
You break the stem or the
cap? No, the stem's still full of strychnine. You break the cap. You don't eat the stem.
Hmm.
It's very displeasing to eat the whole thing, to eat the cap. It's got a really lousy taste and it's very awkward in your mouth.
Don't you get sick eating the... you can get
well, you boil it down is what you do and drink the juice.
Oh, you don't actually eat the cap part? When they sell psilocybin in, in little tabs, how did it get? Have you seen it sell that way?
Nobody would buy it. No. Mm-hmm. Because it's so easy to get if you want it. Because if you go like the rains we had yesterday,
mm-hmm.
It's probably really good picking right now over in Folsom. And in Covington.
Even out
in Kenna, sure. Yeah, they don't come up fast. And